Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck with another episode of Chuck Chat Freestyle for day 12 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. And I will get to July 7th in just a moment. But I got a quick update for you. I have been seeing these Google Memories. When you add something to Google Photos and a photo has a date on it, it will bring it back sometime later. Sometimes it's 23 years ago when the girls were little, and sometimes it's a year ago. It's all over the place. Well, lately it seems to have zeroed in on the fact from 10 years ago, we were getting ready to move from Appleton, Wisconsin to Phoenix, Arizona. And we had lived in Wisconsin for 25 years. We did some of the Dog Days from there, as a matter of fact, in the early days. And now it's bringing these things up and it's making me remember, you know, just some fond memories. Like, this was the day that the for sale sign went in the front yard. Well, the one that came up this morning was one from a going away party. They had kind of a surprise party for me. Some of the people from the karate school, our good friend Scott Tyler, who our kids grew up together. We lived three blocks apart. They later moved to Phoenix about a year, year and a half after we did. So we see them quite frequently still. But he had tricked me. He said, hey, we got to go to, you know, something, something. And we went downtown and there were a number of the people from the karate school having a nice party for me. And I, you know, was getting kind of not emotional, but just kind of how you get lost in memories going, gee, that was a good time. And that was very nice of them to do that. And it made me realize that we went through a big change 10 years ago. We went from, you know, having a house and Lisa had just gone off to college like a week before. And now we're getting ready to make this major move to Phoenix. And I'm also doing this another transition right now as I go from being fully employed to retired. And Donna and I did that transition together and we got through just fine. We'll do this transition now and we'll do it just fine. So just, I have to remind myself every once in a while that life is full of changes and I am on the cusp of another one and we will go through it and life will go on and we'll enjoy it to our satisfaction. So with that being said, I will get on with just a quick story from July 7th, from 7/7/24, T-minus 61 days. I had mentioned that the day before I had heard about Michael Lombardo's passing. He was the CEO of GlideFast, one of our partners. Very sad day. Wonderful guy. I consider him a friend. And he will be dearly, dearly missed by his family, his employees, his friends, everybody. Really nice guy. Well, I also mentioned that a couple days earlier, we had recorded my final podcast, All Good Things, that for the Breakpoint podcast. And I realized as I was sitting there either Saturday night or Sunday morning, I went, oh my goodness. There was a line in there that I was talking to Lauren, my co-host, and I had said, oh, I'll still be around. I'm retired. I'm gone. I'm not dead. And I was just saying it in a very jovial manner. And obviously I said it before I knew about Michael's passing. And I went, that line needs to go. And the podcast was already uploaded and encoded in MP3 and tagged and bagged and everything. And it was getting ready to be released in just a few days. So fortunately, I got the original Audacity file still on hand, edited it, took that part out, couldn't even tell. Nobody knew it was there. Re-encoded, re-uploaded, and life went on. So that was almost a seriously bad faux pas. That would not have gone over well in the community had I slipped that line out and people going, well, that was rather untimely and untasteless. As much as I would have made excuses to say, look, I recorded this before, wouldn't have helped the matter. So fortunately, I had the good sense. That's one of those times where the voice in my head, I often think about how conversations went and evaluating what I said, how I said it, who I said it to. Did I do more talking? Did I do more listening? That kind of thing. I always have this sort of post-mortem or retrospective of many of the conversations I have with people about how did they go did I present myself as I wanted to? And that would clearly, not that I had that whole dialogue for 35, 40 minutes, whatever it was. I think we might've gone closer to 45 or 50 on that episode. Not that I had it all committed to memory and memorized, but I did remember key points, and that one stood out and went, oh my goodness, I got to go fix this. So I had fixed it. Life went on. You now know a secret about editing on that particular episode that isn't there anymore. So I will come back to you with Monday, July 8th on tomorrow's episode. Until then, take care, stay safe. Bye.